We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And happy Monday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in once again to WMIE 91.5 FM. We pray that you are having a wonderful, wonderful day. Like I've told you before, July is a very busy month. We've had some kids go to camp. We got more kids going to camp. We got people going on missions trips this month and all sorts of activity going on. You know, one time I told my son, like, one of these days after I finish this project, I'm going to slow down. And he said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. And, you know, I looked at him and I said, you know, you're probably right. You're probably right. And I can't even keep up with some of the other people. I mean, I do quite a bit, but I can't keep up with the pace that some people can. I can't keep up with my son right now. He's very busy at work. He's got some other things going on. Got a family and kids and all sorts of projects going on. And you know, I do what I can do, but it's certainly not boring being a child of God. I want to start off today by saying thank you to Bill Andriac and Creative AC Solutions. 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. If this last weekend, while you were supposed to be staying cool, your air conditioner said, wait a minute, the air conditioning company's just closed. And now you're going to be stuck until Monday. Well, if your AC unit decided that it was going to send out a cry for help, why don't you give Bill Andriac a call, 321-759-3284, if you're here in Central Brevard County. And have him come and take a look at your AC unit. You know, there are a couple of people that I always feel bad for, and AC people are one of them, because whenever they're working on air conditioning, generally they're having to do that because it's extremely hot outside. One time I had this house, and the air handler was in the attic. And I said, oh my goodness, why would anybody want to put an air handler up there when, I mean, now it was a very small house. I understand they were looking to save space, but my first thing was, cause my grandfather worked on AC units, and, I would go help him, and man, he paid great wages for, you know, just a kid to carry his tool bag around basically. But, I was like, why would anybody want to do that to a repairman? Send them up in the summertime into an attic where, you know, it's going to be well over 100 degrees up there, and put them in a situation where they would need help. So, we had that air handler, or in fact, that entire system reconfigured to where it was much easier for people to work on it. And so, if you need your AC worked on, give the folks at Creative AC Solutions call, 321-759-3284. Let them come out and get your system back up and running. Let me throw this out, because I think that being a member of the body of Christ is a tremendous blessing. And there was a time when I had a friend. He lived in a different part of the county, and he had an air conditioning system that went out in his house, and it was, you know, late at night, one of these inconvenient times, and I said, well, I tell you what, I've got a window unit that I'm not using. Why don't you meet me someplace, and I'll give you this window unit so that at least you can have one room that you can put people in and they will be cool. And you know what? That sounded like a great offer. How many of you think free sounds better than putting money out? And also having somebody who is willing to give one room being cooled is better than no rooms being cooled. There was a time when we lived in an unair-conditioned facility, and we found we went out and bought a window unit, put it in, and when it got really bad, you know, that we would all huddle into one room and stay cool. And so anyway, if you're in a miserable heat situation, I pray that you have a church. I pray that you have a body of believers that when you're in a crisis situation like that, I'm not talking about a crisis because you've been foolish. I'm talking about an emergency that has come up and you just need somebody who can look for a creative solution. You know, the body of Christ ought to specialize in creative solutions. I was watching, I walked into a room here not too long and my family was watching something. It was a television series, and a person has a vehicle that rolled over on top of them, and they were said, well, we'll just get one of these other vehicles and we'll pull that vehicle off and all that sort of stuff. And then a person said, no, you can't do that. Here's the reason why you can't do that. And I looked at him and said, why don't they just grab something and dig that guy out of there? You know, you don't have to move the whole vehicle. Sometimes all you got to do is move a little dirt. Sometimes you just need somebody to come up with a creative solution. Let's be the body of Christ that looks for creative solutions, not just the standard solutions that the world has to offer. I'll get off my soapbox now and get into the Word of God. Okay? Isaiah chapter 42 is where we're going to be today. Now, I want to read to you some verses here. Verse number 1, behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands shall wait for his law. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in darkness, and from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare before this they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth, you who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. Hallelujah. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now I will cry like a woman in labor. I will pant and gasp at once. And I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers coastlands, and I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in the paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. So today I want to talk to you about some practical manifestations of being the light of the world. This is a messianic portion of scripture. This is dealing with Jesus' future ministry to a large extent. But I keep reminding you that Jesus, who is the light of the world in John, it tells in Matthew chapter 5, the people who are listening to him, he says, you are the light of the world. We are supposed to have the same mission of bringing light into darkness. There are people who are walking in darkness. There are people who are bound in darkness. There are people who are dwelling in the land of darkness. And there are people who love darkness, but that doesn't change our mission one bit. We are supposed to bring light to the darkest places. Sometimes the greatest need is exposed because of the greatest darkness that exists there. There are astronomers that are out there. They're not looking for light. They are looking for absence of light. So one of the things that I watch from time to time are these documentaries, and all, first of all, I am dumbfounded. Okay. Let me explain why. I am dumbfounded at the billions and billions of dollars that are spent scanning the heavens for anomalies, if you will. I'm at a loss. I mean, I want to understand things as much as the next person, but there's a lot of money that's being spent out there scanning for darkness and trying to understand, you know, just how everything in the universe works. Well, I haven't spent near that amount of money. And I can tell you that everything that is out there is because God created it. God gave it a function. And I trust him. I trust him. I heard a song the other day, and I don't even really know where I heard it. It was either someone in my family was listening to this song that I'd never heard, or it was on a Christian radio station or something. And it said, if the stars sing your praise, so will I. And I thought that is a wonderful, wonderful thought. My time is slipping away here. So let me get into this. God gives his people here in verse number 6. He says, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I have called you. I will hold you. I will keep you. And I will give you as a covenant to the people. Okay. Now, we like that, I have called you in righteousness. That's a wonderful thing. We are comforted and reassured by the promise that he says, I will hold your hand. It is also comforting to know he said that I will keep you. I've got your back. I will be your fortification. I will be your defense. But all of a sudden he goes and he says, and I will give you as a covenant for the people. Now, in the messianic context, this means that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, they should not perish, but they should have everlasting life. Jesus came and established a new covenant that was established through his broken body and through his shed blood. And God is a covenant-keeping God. Okay? You know, we hear about people renegotiating things and they're looking for better deals. I want you to know that God renegotiated a covenant and he put more of the burden upon himself. That's not the way that most people renegotiate deals. They renegotiate deals because they are in a position of strength and they can get a better deal that way. Well, God was the offended party because we had broken our end of the covenant when he kept his end. And he said, I'm going to renegotiate this covenant. I'm going to give you my son, the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, because I want to be able to walk in covenant with you. That truth is absolutely amazing. Do you realize how much longing God has to walk in covenant with you? All heaven is mobilized in prayer for mankind to be willing to give up its sin, forsake darkness, and embrace the light of God. Okay? God gives his son here, and he gives the church as a light to the Gentiles. This is not a light that just benefits us. This is a light that has benefit to other people, much like I was talking about that air conditioner that I was able to give to somebody just because theirs went out. That's not a one-time thing. I will tell you this, the world is better at remembering your failures than it is at remembering your successes. So I was having a phone call with someone and they remembered a failure of mine. And it's like, I don't remember that, but I don't dispute it. I don't remember that. And I don't want to live in the shadow of my failures, nor do I want to live in the glory days of years gone by. I want to live fulfilling God's purpose for my life to bring light. You and I, you know, we're not just supposed to stand there and hold a light bulb. Now, if you're working in a confined area in darkness, having a person that is standing there shining light into that confined area so you can actually see what you're doing is a wonderful, glorious thing. It's fantastic. But what is being described here is by bringing light through changing their life. If you drop down to verse number 16, it says this, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. It is talking here about this person that was given, and specifically the first one is to open blinded eyes. Well, there are a couple of different ways that you could do that. I talk about creative solutions. One is that blinded eyes begin to function. I am so thankful for an ophthalmologist that was able to restore sight to my left eye. I'm truly, truly grateful. As I'm sitting here and I'm looking around, even though I know that eye doesn't work exactly the same way that my other eye does, it's working. I've got it closed right now, and it's you know, I can see things pretty good, but I know that it's not up to the same thing. But when I am looking with both eyes, I can't tell any difference now than I was able to years before. I see in stereo, and that's a good thing. You know, it provides some depth perception and things like that. So healing blinded eyes is one thing, but also for that person who has no sight, who is living literally in darkness, you and I can come along and we can be light for them by leading them by the hand, leading them where they don't know which way to go. And lead them, and not in a path of perversity, but a path that is straight. I saw during the World Cup two guys who had a friend, and I don't remember what country this was from. I a lot of times details slip by me because I'm so captivated with the story itself. But there were three people who were sitting there while the World Cup was going on, and one of the guys was blind and deaf, and one of the friends was communicating with him with sign language through the moving of his fingers, and they were touching the other guy's fingers. And there was another guy that was on his back, and when his country scored a goal, he just began to pat on his back, just like I'm doing right here. And that caused that man to be able to participate in an event that he loved. And then they had a drum that was there. They had a little area where the field was marked, and they would give him some sort of idea by moving his hands as to where the game was going. He was able to participate in the event as a spectator because some other people said, you know what, we're going to be a blessing to your life. And when his team scored a goal and the neighbor started banging on his back just like I was doing, they had a drum there, and they put the drum there for the guy, and he just banged upon it because somebody said, you know what, we're not going to let you miss out on this aspect of life. Folks, what can we do as the body of Christ to be that type of light to the nations, not just to people who are like us, not just for people who are rooting for the same team, but listen, I believe that every church should be missional. I believe that missions ought to be an aspect. I'm not just talking about supporting your programs and supporting your people. I believe that we should be touching the nations. And that's something that the body of Christ can do. God can birth in you and I creative solutions. Let me take you over to Isaiah chapter 49. There's a whole lot more that I could share about that, but this is a verse that ties in as well. Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 1. Listen, O coastlands, to me, and take heed, you peoples from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb, from the matrix of my mother. He has made mention of my name, and he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver he has hidden me. He said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant. Do you realize that God has had his plan for your life since before you were born, before the creation of the world? He knew a plan for you. He says, to bring Jacob back so that Israel is gathered to him, capital H. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. You have to start being light someplace. You have to start fulfilling your purpose and your plan someplace. And that first location might be a more comfortable place. I've never understood why people were afraid to share their testimony in front of God's people, because all of us were sinners. All of us have had to confess our sins and ask him to be the Lord of our life. It is the safest of safe places. And yet many times pride gets the best, and people are unwilling to admit, hey, you know, God saved me, and now I'm a child of the living God. Listen, you've got to start someplace. If you have to start by telling your mama, tell your mama. If you have to start someplace, tell your Sunday school class, tell your pastor, tell the church. But we are supposed to be speaking with our mouth. But once you begin to do that, all of a sudden, verse number 6 is going to become a reality. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay? And so what he says is, yes, I want you to start off by calling Jacob and Israel back to God. Okay, that's what prophets do. They call people back into relationship with God. But he said, when you have been faithful in little, you are suddenly going to hear me saying, this is too small for you. There are more people that I need you to commission. I need you to call. I need you to go. And I need you to be light to the Gentile. And so I am giving you as a light. And just like we talked about in Isaiah chapter 42, God brings light into darkness by giving covenant people into that darkness to take over enemy territory. Is there anybody here today? You know, I'm thankful for the teams that are out there going on missions trips and things like that. But one of the things I'm really looking forward to is one day I get a phone call. There was a guy in my church. He's now pastoring out in Texas. He wasn't just a member of my church. He was he attended several other churches, but he's on staff with me for a season, and he went on to pastor out in Texas. Others have responded to the call. We send a lot of missionaries onto the field, but one of these days, there's going to be a person from Merit Assembly of God, and God's going to place his hand upon them and say, I am calling you to the nations of the world. And when that happens, that will not be a day of sorrow. It will not be a day of regret or lamentation. It'll be a day of rejoicing, because we're thankful that Merit Assembly of God is able to touch the world we are now. But we know this. I've got some wonderful saints at Merit Assembly of God. I am blessed to pastor that church. And God is going to light up a place of darkness one of these days, because he's going to say, you are the person that I want to send. I want to give you. Paul just said, you're the man. You're the man. Go light up that world. And I pray that not only that happens for our church, but for other churches as well. May you be a blessed people today and light up the world God has placed you in. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you.